Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
We just got to go out there and play fast and execute, because you're going to have all the juice in the world. It's just, again, to me, it's another game. It's another opportunity. I'm just grateful to be a part of it. I'm grateful that we're still playing in January. Extremely grateful for that.
That's Patriots special teams coordinator Jeremy Springer. That was one of the tamer answers he had when we talked to him about 10 minutes ago. If you're a Patriots fan and you're going to the game, he's, well, let's just say, asking you to be in the correct state of mind that he wants when you get
in the
stands.
Your best self.
Yes, and impart your impact on the game Sunday night at Gillette. Bring an energy, and however you get to that energy in the parking lot, he says, do what you need to do to be game ready at that point.
Like a can of Lucky.
Whatever it may be, C4, Lucky, Miller Lite, any beverages of choice, coffee, if that's what gets you going, a little green tea. Dan Ball's got me drinking tea, so that's, you know, the latest advancement for a lot of people. But Fitzy, we talked about the biggest advantage the Patriots have, and I said Drake May. I think it's Drake May. You think it's the ground game. And we'll see. Travion Henderson, by the way, where did that land, Dan Ball? Travion Henderson was not seen by reporters early in practice. Did we get any clarification as to the status of your big play rookie running back? And if you need to take a second, no worries, because I got a question for Fitzy while you research that.
I also wanted to drop a little nug on you regarding your confidence and faith in Drake May being the biggest advantage the Patriots have. You do realize that the Chargers pass defense this year gave up a 63.5% quarterback rating, not completion percentage, not QBR, quarterback rating. It was the lowest overall season rank for a quarterback's overall rating since 2012. So we're talking one of the best pass defenses of the century thus far.
Were those games against Drake May?
They were not.
Okay, well, I got Drake May on my side, the MVP. I'm ready for that. Dan Ball, what do you got on Travion?
Just to clarify, yeah, so he missed practice today for personal reasons, according to the Patriots and their official account. So nothing injury-related, wasn't on the injury report, but you hope everything's okay.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, that's... Ooh,
but
that's,
I will say, I mean, not to make light or anything of it, but personal reasons are different on a Friday than maybe they are at 8 o'clock on Sunday night.
Yeah, but it's a very wide-ranging term that you use
for
there.
For a playoff game. Absolutely. So, Fitzy, you got to pay off the tees. Stiz gets mad if I don't pay off the tees. What is the biggest advantage that the Chargers have in this game? And you may have just tipped your hand with your little statistics that I got to run those numbers. One of those numbers didn't really resonate with me. But anyway, they're very good.
63.5% quarterback rating.
QBR, not passer.
No, not quarterback. No, not QBR. No, just because now the whole world has two different. There's QBR, and then there's just quarterback rating. I wish they could just decide on one or the other. It's stupid. It's like traveling in, you know, kilometers per hour and miles per hour at the same time. Like, well, it's just, it's speed, okay? Regardless, they're historically good against the pass. Now, what advantage do I think the Chargers have against the Patriots? Crazy thing is it's ultimately similar to the advantage I believe the Patriots have with their ground game and its resurgence in the last month against the Chargers front. Do not throw into the teeth of that secondary too often too early. I think it's going to be the fact that the Patriots don't have much of a pass rush. So any concerns that the Chargers have over Justin Herbert spending too much time on the run, out of sync, out of sorts, off game script, and on his ass, I think those will probably, well, I can't say they'll be allayed because who knows if the Pats will run any stunts or find a way to blitz their way home and scheme some pass rush. But a lack of pass rush from the Patriots is probably best for Justin Herbert and Greg Roman's offense to operate on script and schedule.
Dan Ball, you want to clarify something?
Yeah, just to add to the conversation real quick. So QBR, quarterback rating, and ESPN metric versus passer rating, I think is what you were searching for.
Passer rating, thank you.
QBR, deeper situational insight versus the passer ratings focus on raw passing efficiency. So right. I just wanted to make sure we didn't have another DVOA situation on our hands.
Okay, so the passer rating was 63.5. and
75.0, sorry. I just want to clarify.
Okay, I got 63.5.
Okay, it doesn't matter. They're good on pass defense.
They're super good.
And
yes.
Dan Ball, to bring that to real-world terms, what you just clarified, it brings the running game in. QBR is for modern quarterbacks that can impart their impact on the game, like Drake May can. You know, if you wanted to look at that versus Matthew Stafford, things of that nature, although Stafford actually does really well in QBR because his passing numbers kind of stand on their own. I think the biggest advantage the Chargers have for me is a dynamic duo. And we heard Josh McDaniels talking about it, that Jesse Minter is going to throw things at Drake May that he hasn't seen before. More complicated than anything he's seen all year.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
And I think part of the reason he can do that is a certain somebody named Derwin James, who, if you've been following the Patriots for a long time, gives you a little bit of those vibes of like Ed Reed, the way they sort of deified Ed Reed back in the day. Tom Brady, if you remember, used to write, "Find Ed Reed" on every play on his wristband. Like, yeah, you need a reminder of that.
Yeah, just look for 20 and throw the other way.
So I think Derwin James' versatility to play anywhere from 8 yards deep in the backfield to 45 yards deep down the field gives Jesse Minter so much freedom to do so many things defensively that I think that's... And obviously, there's other areas of that defense that are good. The front is good. The pass rush.
Their other safety, by the way, Tony Jefferson, super, had a really good season.
Like, he did.
He had 5 picks. He's an act. Like, they have really good safety.
And you know why I believe he had that? Because he gets to play next to Derwin James. I think that's a very fortuitous position to play on a football field. But I think that's their biggest advantage. And it's funny because it goes right up against what I think is the Patriots' biggest advantage.
Oh, so this is a strong versus strong game to you.
Yes, it absolutely is.
My strong is stronger than your strong. Yes. Those are always the most, those are always some of the best matchups. Now, does it make you almost want to go back, and I might do this before kickoff Sunday night, and rewatch the second half against the Bills? Because obviously the Pats had their way in the first half. They went into halftime up 24-7, and everyone thought, hey, it's hats and t-shirt day so early in December, hooray. And then it wasn't. The Bills stormed back offensively and defensively. What exactly was it that the Bills defense did in the second half to confound Drake May that led him to look like Drake May versus the Raiders week one, 2025?
Well, it's funny you bring that up because the 781 says, hey, Hart, you honk. You have a QB on your side that was a 63.5 rating against the real team like the Bills. Get your tissues ready. So a lot of people don't agree with me. A lot of people think that the rookie quarterback might be a problem on Sunday night for the Patriots. I mean, it goes without saying, if Drake May is a problem, you have a big problem. You're in trouble because he is the center of it all. He said it himself. The job is huge. It's big. He has to play well if they are going to win. And I do think it's interesting Josh McDaniels brought that idea up that Drake May is going to face complicated things he's never seen before. Things now, Josh McDaniels is also facing those, right? And he gets to whisper in his ear sweet nothings and tell him what to do and then get the tablet out on the sideline after the first or second series and be like, oh, yeah, yeah, we didn't teach you that this week because we didn't know they were going to do that, but here's how you need to react to these things that you're starting to see on the football field. Because you can include him. Hell, we had it in our poll, right? Reasons for confidence or whatever that are going to change the game for the positive beyond Drake May. Josh McDaniels is in that conversation. He was leading the voting with Mike Vrabel. So that's going to be – I do think those are the two matchups, right? The Patriots passing game against the strength of the pass defense for the Chargers, and then the Chargers trying to run the ball against a Patriots run defense that we once thought was a strength early in the year, then lost Milton Williams, Robert Spillane and company, became not so much a strength, actually kind of became a weakness, and – now gets those guys back, and is that strength versus strength, or is that weakness versus weakness, and how does Hampton's health play in there? I think there's a lot of layers to that. This is a fun football game. It really is. It's a fun football game. And up next here on WEEI, we're going to talk about our three-point stances, and I'll tell you, mine is about fun football games and all the fun football games that started last night that go right through Monday night. Have we just found the best football weekend of the year right before our eyes? That's next here on WEEI.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.